I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, July 24th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. To be sure, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And so let's dive in, shall we? How wild and dystopic we are all intended to be conflict warriors. We're all supposed to be fighting against this and that and every other sort of thing. One of the things we're supposed to fight against is child trafficking, ostensibly. The Sound of Freedom is obviously a popular movie. I've reserved comment up to this point because I had my suspicions, couldn't quite put my finger on it. But I can tell you, there's a video titled Sound of Freedom and the Externalization of the Hierarchy. You can find it on YouTube. This is part two, the installment to which I am referring. And it is a good explainer of the theosophical agenda at work that the Sound of Freedom represents. It's not just a movie about child trafficking. And as the video, Sound of Freedom and the Externalization of the Hierarchy, Part 2, points out, if that were the case, then the child trafficking that has been ongoing since time immemorial in the Mormon community would be exposed as well. And so there are the optics of the story are fraught with controversy and perhaps deception, misleading information, to put it kindly. And therefore, I would say it's something to avoid. To avoid getting sucked into the vortex that it represents, because there are folks involved, including Tim Ballard, the controversial things and the erroneous things that Tim Ballard has put forth over the years have been brought to light on several occasions, and yet this story keeps reemerging. The notion that Disney rejected it and tried to suppress it, and now it's being carried by Angel Studios, of all places. Is it the Second Corinthians chapter 11, Angel Studios? That's what I'm wondering, and wondering less and less, shall we say. So this is an interesting bit of information. If you're interested, check out the video. And this comes by way of a dear friend. And so thank you. You know who you are. I appreciate you sending me stuff like that. Sound of Freedom and the Externalization of the Hierarchy, Part 2. And we should all be wise and discerning. This is part of the work of the hierarchy, the return to Genesis 11 and the great unfinished work. That's what's actually happening. I forget who said it. Reinhold Niebuhr, I think, was the one who wrote something along the lines of the scope and breadth of what is happening in society is so big that it's beyond the comprehension of any one person. I disagree. I think it's very simple. It's Charles Baudelaire's words, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he doesn't exist. And from there, it's back to Genesis 11 and the completion of the great unfinished work of that Genesis 11 represents, which is why the European Parliament building was fashioned in the style of Peter Bruegel's Tower of Babel. This is what's happening. And so it's actually quite simple. We're supposed to believe that it's too large and complex for any one person to understand. So we will not see the obvious. And the obvious is the return to Genesis 11 and the great unfinished work. It's happening right out in plain sight before our eyes, before our very eyes. So something else, you know, speaking of Thursday and Friday's broadcasts, something else that I wanted to include is one of Aaron and Melissa Dyke's most recent videos, Truth Stream Media videos. And this one is titled, let's see if we can find it real quick. This I intended to include last week. We didn't have time. We might actually just play the video today. It's a longer video. Everything is long form content these days. This is why we need to talk about CBDCs. A lot of information in there beyond CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, as is always the case with Aaron and Melissa Dykes. For the Christian contingent, I think a companion video to the one that I just mentioned would be on the not so good side of the discussion, the misleading side, shall we say, intentionally or otherwise, is Dr. Sean McDowell's video, A Mega Church Pastor Leaves His Faith. Is that what it is? Yeah, Leaves His Faith. Key Lessons. And that is same thing. This is just like the movie Sound of Freedom is designed to get people fighting ostensibly for a good cause. But again, the question is always who's in charge, who decides. Similarly, in the video, A Megachurch Pastor Leaves His Faith, Key Lessons, Sean and Scott discuss the book by former megachurch pastor, now self-proclaimed humanist, Tim Sledge, the book titled Goodbye Jesus, which is, I think it's very intentionally misleading and really does feed into a narrative that, hey, we don't need this stuff. It's a Psalm 2 kind of narrative. If you can step back far enough to get a big picture view, you can see the Psalm 2 aspect. You know, why do we have to, the God of Exodus 20 and the Bible is a tyrant, and so why do we have to listen to him? And in Psalm 2, that's what you see. Actually, you see, well, from Psalm 2, why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. It's interesting stuff. This is what's shaping up. The ire of the people. You know, Matthias de Smet has talked about how when mass formation occurs, people look for a place to point their ire. And I think it was the video TrueStream Media did titled something Sharks with Freaking Laser Beams or something like that is what it was titled, where Melissa Dykes actually addressed this, you know, that the ire of the people can be directed at things and used like some kind of space beam to annihilate certain things or certain people, like some kind of arch supervillain, you know, Bond character or Marvel DC character. And so if that truly is the case, and this is something that is being amped up or ramped up and revved up, what is the ultimate target of this ire? The projected, focused, directed animosity of people, very focused, very targeted. What is the ultimate target of that? So I think Tim Sledge's book, Goodbye Jesus, folds into that agenda. And I think that the discussion in the video that I mentioned on Dr. Sean McDowell's YouTube page, the video titled The Megachurch Pastor Leaves His Faith, Key Lessons, conversation between Sean and Scott also folds into the discussion. It's point and counterpoint in the same agenda, even though it's intended to look like two sides or, you know, good and bad. Basically, the depiction is Tim Sledge's book is evil, and the conversation that Sean and Scott are having about it is good. And I would say it's shades of evil. The conversation about the worldly things, for example, the Bible is the authority on moral things, but not other things, is absurd, in my opinion. And the idea that we need psychotropics and big pharma, when Revelation chapter 18 tells us the whole world is led astray by mystery Babylon sorceries, or pharmakia in the Greek, seems to belie deeper motives. So that's interesting stuff. But the other video, as I said, the TrueStream Media video, this is why we need to talk about CBDCs, is, I think, very instructive for straightening out the crooked parts. There have been a series of videos that they've done lately. I've talked about the subscription-based economy is one of the subjects that they've discussed. And this is so ironic because if you read Jeremy Rifkin's The Zero Marginal Cost Society, I've talked about that book many times, Jeremy Rifkin and other technocrats make the argument that since, you know, drawing from the title of the book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, since we've already put this massive infrastructure in place to build a widget, now every other subsequent widget that is produced can be produced at zero marginal cost because we already have the infrastructure. The trouble is there's still costs associated with production of widgets. And so the big cost reduction in the zero marginal cost society, so-called, is labor. But even if that were the case, and that has been happening, labor is being whittled away, why are things so much more expensive these days? Because the infrastructure is already there. The production processes are already there. People will say, well, you know, cost of goods and services to get things to the assembly line or, you know, to keep the assembly line going are increasing. And that's, I think, a disingenuous argument. It skips over the more pertinent realities that are at work under the surface. So I think maybe we'll play that clip today. I wanted to play it last week, but there's a lot of great stuff in it. And maybe we'll talk about a few more things as we go forward this Monday. It's a difficult situation we find ourselves in. Most people have no idea the game that's afoot. And as Chuck Missler once said, we are both the pawns and the prize. And quite frankly, this work of the hierarchy agenda, if you will, this return to Genesis 11, this finishing of the great unfinished work, and the evidence all around us, hiding in plain sight, I think is one of the most profound evidences for faith in the God of Exodus chapter 20, the God of the Ten Commandments. And there is evidence all around us. It's interesting, we have all of these initiatives and all of this technology and these things that could be used to help and benefit mankind. And yet we're morbidly preoccupied and obsessed as a society with fighting things. And it's interesting, you know, I mentioned Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, the focusing of people's ire on a negative thing, some kind of enemy is always an important aspect of that. We have so many things that we could be focusing on to make the world a better place from a positive standpoint, so to speak. So why are we fixated on things that aren't even real at this point? Certainly not to the extent that is alleged. For example, the idea of slavery and racism, the idea that it exists and is more virulent than it ever has been is absurd. There are countless examples to the contrary. You have folks, for example, like Thomas Sowell and Walter E. Williams, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, and all kinds of other people who are saying this is an insult to keep pushing this narrative. And so why would we keep advancing, for example, affirmative action when it's counterproductive, it's counterintuitive, it's telling people, listen, since you're inferior, we have to have this, you know, program to compensate, to help you. It's an insult. Why would we do these things? That is reverse beggar thy neighbor, which creates balkanization. Why would we do that? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
am so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names, shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Crazy things that are happening, and the evidence right out in plain sight. The the initiative to eliminate a number of people, which has been, again, this is something that we see happening right out in plain sight. Dr. Judy has been tweeting some things. For example, she had this tweet in the foreword of Plague of Corruption. RFK Jr. points out that Dr. Bernice Eddy in 1954 showed the Salk polio vaccine transmitted polio and how I, that is Dr. Judy, discovered that in the 30s, this very polio vaccine cell line was linked to the first cases of ME-CFS, which poses a big threat to the vaccine industry, plague of corruption. And she includes a picture of the relevant excerpt. And then the one of the sound bites that has been floating around, speaking of, you know, what I mentioned in the last segment, slavery and racism, the idea that slavery and racism are still a thing and, you know, that we need to address these things instead of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been talking about, this I should, you know what, maybe we'll just save that for the next segment. I should just play it. Maybe we'll do both. Black boys who get the MMR vaccine had a 336% higher chance of getting autism diagnoses than children who did not get the vaccine. So why is that? You know, and when RFK Jr. says that some groups seem to have health problems with the MMR the COVID vaccine, especially the mRNA stuff, some groups are experiencing tremendously adverse health consequences while others seem to be immune from it. He mentions the Chinese and Ashkenazi Jews. People say, oh my goodness, he must be a racist. He must be anti-Semitic. And that was part of the nonsense that we saw recently in attempts to censor his remarks at a censorship hearing before Congress. These are the things that we're seeing in America these days. There's evidence right out in plain sight. You know, we should be uniting together in common cause, not in as a result of some initiative somewhere, some poobah or some kind of large financial interest. We all should be coming to our senses and reaching out to our fellow man, our neighbor, irrespective of these agendas and initiatives, the things that are intended to gather us all up and unite us in common cause in very scripted, cybernetic sort of fashion. I think we should be, you know, that's why this agenda works so well and is so effective, because generally speaking, most of us don't want to be inherently evil. Most of us try to get up every day and do better today than we did yesterday. We try to do better, you know, right by one another. And so that's, I think, a big reason why these agendas are so effective at luring us in, because they appeal to that common denominator in us all. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Extended musical interlude. You know, the evidence for what I'm talking about is, again, right out in plain sight. One of the best examples of, you know, why would you want to get rid of a bunch of people? And as I have been saying recently, it's still July, so I can say it's still kind of Independence Day season, if you will. is there, you know, as the expression goes, is there enough evidence to convict? We're Americans, but is there enough evidence to convict? How many of us can recite any of the Constitution, any of the Declaration of Independence, any of the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights? How many of us are familiar with the Federalist Papers? I think maybe I might start a series and go through the Federalist Papers at some point. Are we familiar with the controversy between the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution? And I think most of us are woefully ill-equipped to have those conversations. And the irony is that most people would say, well, you know, I'm no constitutional scholar. I'm no expert. And I think I would ask, why not? And similarly, as Christians, we should be able to recite certain things from the Bible. Folks who identify themselves as Christians or would, I think, you know, obviously it's the standard bearer. What does he think? That's what matters, not how we identify ourselves, but how he would identify us. But, you know, from Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, number 6 is, you shall not murder. Thou shalt not kill. There are a variety of ways we could address that or redress that, perhaps. Perhaps beginning with the wholesale infanticide of innocent unborn children in America for decades. Why would we do that? Doesn't make any sense. Who decided this was a good idea? It has nothing to do with my body, my choice nonsense. If it did, the argument fails on the face of it, because what about the children who are being murdered? What about their body and their choice? There are very few people that are not illuminized that would say, boy, I sure wish that I wasn't born. I sure wish that I was murdered in the womb. So we have been hypnotized into these strange, morbid proclivities. And it's high time that we snap out of it and, again, reach out to our fellow man, our neighbor, our loved ones, and say, what is going on here? And help one another. So I mentioned RFK Jr. and the MMR vaccine issue. And so I want to play the clip in its entirety. It's about 4 minutes long. We'll start there. Can we do that, please? Can we play that?
Black boys who got the MMR vaccine on time, which means under 36 months of age, under 3 years, had 336% higher chance of getting autism diagnosis than children who did not get it on time. CDC used to be called the Public Health Service, and that predecessor agency to the CDC was a quasi-military agency, which is why people at the CDC still have military ranks like Surgeon General, and they dress in uniforms. And the vaccine program was initially launched as a national security defense against biological attacks on our country. And this is a quote, vaccines cannot be made safe. They are unavoidably unsafe. We are going to kill and injure a certain number of children. And when they passed this statute in 1986, in the preamble of the statute, it said vaccines are, quote, unavoidably unsafe. Not one of the 72 vaccine doses now mandated for our children has ever been tested against a placebo in preclinical trials. And the reason for that is an artifact of CDC's legacy as the Public Health Services. And they knew if they called it a medicine, They'd have to do 5 years of safety testing. Why 5 years? A lot of the injuries that come from medication are autoimmune injuries and allergic injuries and neurodevelopmental injuries that have long diagnostic horizons. You can do the study and you will not see the injury for 5 years. Autism, for example, usually is not diagnosed for 4 years after the vaccine. So they said, we don't want to do five-year studies. Here's how we're going to evade it. We're going to call them biologics rather than calling them vaccines. The other big advantage that they got was this DTP vaccine was killing so many kids and they were getting sued. And Wyeth, which was the big company at that time, it's now called Pfizer, went to the Reagan White House and to the Democrats in Congress, including my uncle, Senator Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, who was chair of the Health Committee at that time. And they said, we are paying $20 in downstream liability for every dollar that we bring in sales. And we're losing our shirts on vaccine, and we're going to stop making all vaccines unless you give us immunity from liability. And what my uncle said and what Reagan said to him at that time, why don't you make the vaccine safe? And what they said is, and this is a quote, vaccines cannot be made safe. They are unavoidably unsafe. No matter what we do, we are going to kill and injure a certain number of children. And when they passed this statute in 1986, in the preamble of the statute, it said vaccines are, quote, unavoidably unsafe. They knew that a lot of mothers believed the MMR vaccine was causing autism. And they believed that they, by studying the MMR vaccine alone, isolating it from the other vaccines and studying it alone, they could exonerate that vaccine. Then they could use that to exonerate all the vaccines. So they did a study where they just isolated the MMR vaccine, and they looked at children in Georgia, which is where CDC's headquarters was, and they had five scientists on it who were their top scientists. And what they found was, when the data came back, black boys who got the MMR vaccine on time, which means under 36 months of age, under 3 years, had 336% higher chance of getting autism diagnosis than children who did not get it on time. Why do black boys, why are they susceptible? As it turns out, blacks have a much more robust immune system than whites. We now know this because there's a guy called Andrew Pollard who's on their side, and he works for the Mayo Clinic, and he's done these studies. And what he's found out is that blacks only need half of the antigen that whites do. That means if you double what they need, you're going to push their immune system over the cliff. And you're going to get an autoimmune reaction because it's going to hype it. It's going to supercharge it. And the body of those black boys is going to begin to attack their own body, thinking that it is a foreign invader.
How many people do you think have heard that or read that or know about that? And versus, you know, you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, and guess what? Here we are. The vast majority of people think that vaccines are safe, for example. And, you know, this comes back in one sense to the question that Del Bigtree has posed, which is, what is the acceptable level of risk? What is the number? What is the number we say, you know, it's an acceptable level of risk? And it's, you know, a painful and tragic irony that people discover only too late there are no anti-vaxxers, as the cliche goes. There are X-vaxxers. You know, what is the acceptable level of risk? It's an acceptable level of risk or tolerable level of risk until what? Until it's your child. Until it's your loved one. And now we are a few generations down the road from this mass vaccination campaign that just keeps expanding, and we are plagued. It was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny who said basically what pharma is doing is creating lifelong customers from cradle to grave. They engineer autoimmune diseases and things like that. And there are products. I can't remember what is the name of the one that the vaccines cause the autoimmune system to go into hyperdrive. And then now there is the product that, you know, do you have an overactive immune system? Well, I wonder how that happened. Have you seen those commercials? I forget which product that is, but how did that happen? How did people wind up with an overactive immune system? Was that just a natural occurrence? Was that something that they were born with, or was that engineered? And I'm asking rhetorically, obviously. So there is evidence all around us of the hijinks and the shenanigans, the efforts to do exactly what Jesus said in John 10:10. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. And theft occurs in a variety of ways, comes in a variety of forms. It's not just the stealing of money or property. There's much more in view there, I think. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came, Jesus said, that they may have life and have it abundantly. And I think it's high time that we start reaching out to our neighbors and sharing this information. There's a lot of quality information. Can we have a conversation now? Can we get books into the hands of folks like the book In View Here, for example? Dr. Judy, actually, you know, Plague of Corruption is one book. This is the book that Dr. Judy Mikovits mentioned, but also folks have pointed out that, you know, a companion to the discussion, speaking of Salk, Sabin, SV40, and so on, Dr. Mary's Monkey. Dr. Mary's Monkey is the book that Dr. A. Truat used to mention all the time 20 years ago when this discussion was ongoing as well. So can we circulate these kinds of books among our friends and neighbors? I'm thinking about starting kind of a book club for family and maybe close friends. And you know what? You might not like some of the titles. I'll send them to you and you can choose whether or not you read them. But sticking our head in the sand, pretending that things are what they're not or are not what they are, I don't think is I believe it's no longer an option. I think that we've seen that we are basically on the precipice of David Crowley's gray state, essentially. At any moment, another episode of mass formation could occur, could be engineered in cybernetic fashion, and we've just become so gelded and inured and so accustomed to being menaced and terrorized and terrified repeatedly that people are, generally speaking, more willing to sacrifice themselves and even posterity, even their children, for a moment of peace. And we hear it. We see it in the messages. You know, will you sacrifice a little bit of your freedom for safety and security? The answer should be no. We can have a reasoned discussion about things, but we will not be menaced and terrorized. We will not be governed by emergency, because history tells us if we're governed by emergency, that leads to inevitably to bad things, bad, poor decisions, things we would not do otherwise, as Rahm Emanuel would say. And I think if we start reaching out and having conversations, which is what Matthias de Smet suggests as the sort of antidote to mass formation, good things will happen over time. It's not something that will happen immediately as we all want. If we can be honest with ourselves, we don't want to have the difficult conversations. We don't want to upset friends, family, loved ones. But at the same time, neither do we want evil to persist and continue to forge ahead and gain ground. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Feeling fish in the sea. You know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on a tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean.
How very esoteric. Here's a fun thought experiment. I say a lot of things on this broadcast, especially lately in recent months, I guess recent years now. Specifically, you know, what is happening? What is happening is Genesis 11 redo, the completion of the great unfinished work. You know, Peter Bruegel's Tower of Babel, finishing what they started. And, you know, Charles Baudelaire's words come to mind, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you he does not exist. And so here's a thought experiment. Here's a fun thought experiment. Maybe it's not true, because if it were true, certainly it would be on CNN all day, right? It would be on a 72-hour news cycle. Or maybe not. Maybe the truth is gaslighted ostensibly out of existence. So here's the fun thought experiment. Try just imagining the possibility that what I'm saying is true, and that there is a character that has engineered a situation of grand deception and an agenda correspondingly to unite mankind against the creator of heaven and earth. And just maybe entertain the possibility for a day, a week, a month, and look at some of the evidence. Look at some of the things that happen, the things that don't make sense otherwise. Why would we do certain things? Why is it so important, that we vilify the God of the Bible, for example? Why is that a thing specifically? Why are Israel and Saudi Arabia our two dearest allies in the region, as we hear? Why is war a thing? Why are we at war all over the world? Why do we have so many bases when Congress hasn't declared war? Why are we murdering some children, as RFK Jr. was discussing, and in plausibly deniable sort of fashion that people can't discern, and not other children? What's going on there? Why does it seem that, as the PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, pointed out, that bioweapons could be a politically useful tool? Why is that? Consider the possibility. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.